Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Journey. Leading off today, the latest beta version of Apple Music on Android includes a hint at the potential name of Apple's upcoming standalone classical genre music application. As a reminder, in August of last year, Apple acquired a company called Primephonic to boost its streaming service's classical music library. The dedicated Primephonic application was shut down a few months after the acquisition, but Apple promised that it would release a standalone Apple Music classical application sometime in early 2022. With that deadline nearing, the Apple Music beta for Android features under-the-hood changes that show Apple is about to launch its new standalone classical music application. According to strings found within Apple Music for Android, Apple is currently planning to use the name Apple Classical for the application, and the native normal Apple Music app will also give you the option to quickly open a song in Apple Classical. For those wondering, this is also very similar to how we discovered the name of the Apple One subscription bundle back in 2020, so it seems pretty likely that Apple Classical will be the name of this application. As of right now, there is still no word on when Apple Classical will launch to the public, but Apple has promised that it will come sometime in early 2022. In other news today, iPhone supply chain partner Foxconn has said that it is seeing signs of component shortages easing, with major improvements expected during the remainder of the current quarter. The company says that it expects to see a major improvement in parts shortages over the next few months, with overall supply constraints set to ease in the second half of the year. This is good news for Apple, which has faced supply shortages for many of its products over the last year, especially including certain configurations of the Mac and the iPad. Apple did manage a record holiday quarter despite supply constraints, but the company said that component shortages did cost it over $6 billion in each of the last two quarters, and that it expects significant shortages continuing into the current quarter. Although Apple designs its own A-series and M-series chips for the iPhone and iPad and Mac, contracting out the fabrication to TSMC, the company still relies on industry standard chips for things like display drivers and some power management features. These so-called legacy nodes have been the primary roadblock for Apple, so the fact that Foxconn is seeing improvements in availability is good news, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Apple is completely out of the woods, because TSMC has said it expects certain supply constraints to continue for at least the rest of the year. We are sponsored this week by Journey. This month, we're giving away Apple's latest iPhone 13 to one lucky reader to help celebrate the launch of the latest Journey cases from our friends at A-Logic. Designed to protect, the new Journey lineup of iPhone cases can withstand falls of up to 6 feet, and they're designed to age beautifully with high-quality leather that gets softer over time and ages with a unique look. They include very minimal branding for a clean and modern design, and they come in at just 0.07 inches at its edge. These are some of the slimmest leather cases on the market, and they even include a built-in array of magnets to support all of Apple's MagSafe accessories. You can get 10% off the new Journey cases for iPhone for a limited time with code JOURNEY10. Learn more and enter the iPhone 13 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, for years, Apple has had thousands of software and hardware engineers working on an AR and VR hardware device and the associated software. The first iteration of this project is believed to be a standalone AR and VR headset, featuring high-resolution displays and performance that is comparable to the latest M1 Pro chip. Ahead of the upcoming release of that headset, developers have now found more references to Apple's so-called Reality OS. Reality OS is expected to be the operating system that Apple's headset will run. The references to Reality OS have been found in the open source repo and in the App Store upload logs for Apple. Perhaps surprising no one, this indicates that the headset will include an App Store for third-party developers to distribute their own VR and AR app experiences. There are also references to a Reality OS simulator, which will come in handy for developers to test those AR and VR applications before the actual headset hardware is available. This isn't the first time we've found references to AR and VR hardware and software within Apple releases, including dating back to the pre-release builds of iOS 13 that leaked before being announced. Bloomberg also reported on the existence of the Reality OS as far back as 2017. The latest additions and references simply show that Apple is continuing and perhaps ramping up its work on Reality OS ahead of an expected launch of the headset sometime this year or next year. While we initially expected Apple's headset to come sometime this year, perhaps as soon as WWDC, a recent report from Bloomberg did say that Apple has hit some roadblocks in the device's development and that an announcement may be pushed back until 2023. But something to keep in mind is that Apple could announce its Reality OS efforts before actually announcing or revealing the hardware itself. This would allow developers to create their own applications for AR and VR experiences so that they are ready from day one when the headset does actually launch, even if that's in 2023. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.